the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement, but we're not living back in the day. And the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bambara.
Hey everyone, it's good to have you back. Welcome back into the Modern Money Show. I am your host, Dana Wright. We are sitting with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara, once again to break down some of the most important aspects of your retirement, your pre-retirement. And I think we would be remiss, Peter, actually. It's good to hear your voice, by the way, for the first time in a couple of weeks. You've been off. I was off. We had some holidays in there.
Oh, yes.
But I think we would be remiss if we did not mention we are taping this on the anniversary of September 11th. I think it would be odd if we didn't mention that. And we were talking about this off the air. It's hard to believe it has been more than two decades since the towers fell, and you were in New Jersey when it happened.
Wow. Yeah. And I mean, it's, I remember like it was yesterday, you can actually see across the waters where we are. And we saw a ton of smoke going through the clouds. And pretty much no one knew what was happening, you know, until hours and hours afterwards. But it's something that you probably would never forget.
Well, and hard to process, I'm sure, as a senior in high school. You were a senior. That's how long ago this was. And it feels like it was yesterday, but you were a senior in high school.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. 20 years.
So wanted to mention that, and then we will get right into the program and remind everybody to get a hold of us. You can go to pcbfinancial.com or give us a call at 1-800-880-8079. A lot has happened in the last couple decades. And when it comes to your retirement, your pre-retirement, you can even text us at 1-800-880-8079. Text book to that number, and Peter will send you out a complimentary copy of his book, Modern Money Retirement in Any Economy. And boy, have we seen changes in the economy as well, Peter.
Absolutely. A lot to cover, a lot of good stuff also, not just all the doomsday information material, but we're going to have a great event and a great talk show today where we go through all this stuff.
Let's start with this, Peter. How do you talk to people about preserving what they have saved after they've spent so many years building up their retirement savings? It is a shift in a thought process from save all of those decades to turning around and having a spend down strategy, which everyone needs to have once you decide to retire.
Absolutely. And it's actually new, right? It's new to a lot of folks going through this stage. And that's why it's called stages. You know, you're going to go through a number of different stages, but it's so important to understand that at the end of the day, when you're preparing for retirement, you're in retirement, it's so important to understand that one of the first things we have to measure is risk. Okay. We need to understand risk. What is your risk number is what we call it. Yeah. What is your tolerance? We have to understand that, because when you're working, you have so much time on your side, so much time for the economy to have its changes and its shifts and the cycles that run through the economy. When you're retired, we do not have the time on our side as if you are working. So it's so important to understand planning. It's so important to understand the risk measures. And this is why we talk about safety. We talk about preservation. We talk about growth, but smart ways to grow. We talk about liquidity. We talk about taxes and retirement. We talk about so many different areas. Obviously, we can't cover them all in one segment, but these are all things that are very, very important. That's part of what we call a plan.
So part of any financial plan, you know, unless your last name is Buffett or something like Warren, part of any financial plan is life insurance. And September is actually Life Insurance Awareness Month. There are at least 102 million Americans living with a life insurance coverage gap. Wow. With 42% of households, Peter, would face financial hardship within 6 months if a wage earner died unexpectedly. 25% of households would suffer financially within 1 month. 4 weeks, 25% would suffer if something happened to a wage earner. I think there are people listening, and I work with someone like this who has always said, you know, my daughters are grown, they're out of college, I don't really need life insurance, I've got a 401k, you know, I've got some investments. What is the problem with that line of thinking for most people?
Well, a lot of people are conditioned in that matter, right? You know, yeah. the old traditional way of looking at life insurance is, okay, we're going to have a family. We just got married or we're getting married. We're going to buy a home. We have to make sure we have children. The mortgage is covered in the event of a passing. There's enough income and so on and so forth. I mean, that's the old traditional way, the basic general way of looking at it. Now, there's a lot of other areas that people may forget, like what you just said. When you're saving for retirement, what if you didn't save enough, right? And what if you're still trying to put more money away, but right. you still have a lot more debt, or you're trying to pay off student loans and so on and so forth? It's okay to have life insurance approaching retirement or even in retirement, okay? And there's a lot of different ways to look at it. It's not just – okay, debt is one thing. That's an important factor. But it's not just debt, right? It's a replacement of income.
There you go.
Even if you don't have any debt, maybe you didn't have enough money to save to put two families through retirement, right? Two people, a husband and a spouse, to get not just to it, but also through retirement. Now, what about this, Dana? What about if one spouse passes away and now you inherit the other's qualified retirement account, 401k, IRA, yeah. you name it.
Can you just spend that? Like a lot of people don't even know that. What if I'm, let's say I'm 49 years old because I am, okay? God forbid something happens to my husband. Can I spend his 401k? Because I'm not retirement age.
Correct. So what the problem here is you're going to have to take out X amount of dollars with it in 10-year timeframe. But here's the thing. It comes down to taxes now.
Yep.
Okay. Because with a spouse, you're getting some nice write-offs, some nice deduction. You will depend upon what your income is. You're going to probably be at a much comfortable or lower tax bracket versus if you are forced to take out your spouse's required minimum distributions,
right.
Liquidate that IRA, especially in retirement. You're going to now possibly be pushed to a higher tax bracket because there's no spousal deduction. So now you're filing single or widowed. So that could come into place when it comes to life insurance to help you offset those taxes because life insurance, as you know, as of today still, is a tax-free death benefit.
That's
so there's
right.
a number of different ways to look at it.
So there are different products. There are different amounts. There are different reasons someone, might need life insurance. We know that. Let's go over some of the myths. One of the common misconceptions about life insurance is that you only need it when you're older. I would disagree with that, Peter. We have always had life insurance, especially when you have children coming up through high school and certainly the college years. Even for divorced couples, a lot of those divorce decrees will say each one of you has to carry a certain amount so that if something happens to mom or dad, you can still cover the expenses of the children, you know, when you're in your 30s or 40s. The most expensive years of parenting are coming right down the tracks at that point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to be honest with you, I have actually have found not a whole lot, but a good amount of people, which is actually really smart, build in more of a cash value life insurance as they get older because believe it or not, if you do this the correct way, you can actually create, again, if you do it the correct way, and this is why you have to talk to someone who really does this or specializes in an area, where you can actually use some of that income and it could be potentially tax-free.
Hmm.
A cash value, the funds in that account, because it's counted as a loan, you're taking a loan from yourself.
Yep.
So it's technically considered a tax-free income if it's designed the right way, if you use it the right way. But I have found that it's another alternative to a Roth IRA as well. And again, we could talk about this all day long. There's so many different options and ways to look at this. But if you're trying to figure out tax efficiency, if you're trying to figure out more ways to save, if you're trying to figure out the best bang for your buck, these are the things you should be looking into, especially as you get older and older and older. Don't think that it's a waste of time or waste of money when it comes to life insurance, because believe it or not, it can be a great benefit.
Even if you're not in the workforce, Peter, think about stay-at-home parents. That's another misconception that stay-at-home parents don't need life insurance. Well, think about it. If one of you is staying home, providing care for the family, running the house, that is critical work if something, God forbid, happens to that spouse. families with stay-at-home parents are able to avoid childcare costs, other expenses. All of that financial impact has to be taken into account. And in fact, I've got a friend who did this. He has a life insurance policy on his wife and she on him. He said, "Do you have any idea how expensive it would be for me? God forbid if something happened to her." He said, "A, my world would come to an end." And he said, "B, I could not replace financially all of the things she does to keep everything running while he's out working to provide financially for the home."
Sure, sure.
You know, all of that stuff. So if you have questions about life insurance, do I need it? How much is it? You know, can I get it if I have a pre-existing condition? All of that stuff. Please give Peter a call at 1-800-880-8079, or you can learn more at pcbfinancial.com. And if Peter doesn't have the answers, I can assure you this, he knows somebody who does when it comes to life insurance and all of the reasons you might need it. Let's talk about some of the main risks, Peter, that you talk with people about when it comes to their retirement. Maybe one of those risks is you have a life insurance gap. You need it, you don't have it. What are some of the other common risks that you uncover with new clients?
There's so many different things in this area because at the end of the day, a lot of folks tend to look at just investments, right? And yep. What the investment can do, or what's the best return I can get, or the highest returns, and so on and so forth. And it's, I get it. Everybody wants the highest return in the world, right? But you need to understand there's a lot of different pieces of the puzzle that need to connect to each other. Right. And what I mean by this is consistency is key, right? Yep. Volatility risk is a real thing. Inflation risk is a real thing. And I'm not talking about inflation just today, right?
Yeah.
Normal inflation should always be in the numbers. Normal inflation. And I'll give you a good example. On average, prices over a 20-year period almost double. Almost double. So if you're spending $100 today on groceries,
yeah,
that's going to be about 160, you know, $170 20 years from now on those same groceries. So you need to make sure you are always planning for inflation at all times, not just today. We have high healthcare costs. This is another area that also needs a lot more attention because a lot of people, they're planning for current expenses,
yeah,
but they're forgetting, wait a minute, what if we need some kind of long-term care or assisted living income down the road? Because let me tell you something, that can be extremely expensive, not just for one spouse,
yeah,
but off a bit if it actually is two spouses. And that for sure can actually liquidate a good chunk.
Because Peter, you might be healthy when you retire. Let's say you're blessed and you retire at 65 or 67. You might be healthy as an ox at 65 or 67. That doesn't mean there can't be something that would wipe out your retirement savings in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. God forbid if there's a car wreck, something like that. Call 1-800-880-8079. Let Peter help you break down all of these critical issues of your retirement, your pre-retirement, or go to pcbfinancial.com. And we will talk so much more about all of these topics and more straight ahead. You're listening to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara.
Just as the seasons come and go, so too do the markets ebb and flow. If market volatility is making you nervous, give Peter a call and make sure you're not taking on more risk than you're comfortable with. Call 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter.
Peter Bambara at PCB Financial often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you've saved that's important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Peter has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with income you need for as long as you live? Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial to find out. 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Peter Bambara. 1-800-880-8079. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the program. You are listening to the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. I have the craziest, wackiest story to share with our listeners today, Peter, and I want to know what you think, because the story is about a younger person who has come up with a way to save money, even at age 21, by doing something so outside the box, I think it's going to blow most people's minds. And I know that we talk about retirement, pre-retirement on this program, and it's normally geared toward a little bit of an older audience, but this is why I want you to know this story about this 21-year-old. There are ways to think so completely outside the box when it comes to where you're going to live and where you're going to retire. And this story is a great reminder of that, okay?
All right.
So the woman's name is Sophia Celentano, and she is 21 years old and got an internship in New York. You know the problem with an internship in New York, Peter. Number one, it's probably unpaid, and if it is paid, it's not very much money. And number two, it costs an arm and a leg to rent in New York, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so and I want people to think about this and frame this in a way that when you're thinking about retiring, like the physical location where you end up is super important to any conversation about a solid retirement plan, right? So here's what Sophia figured out. Her work commute starts in the middle of the night. Her alarm goes off at 3:30 in the morning, reminding the 21-year-old that she has less than an hour to start driving to Charleston International Airport, or she'll miss her flight to the office. Since early June, she has commuted by plane once a week to her summer internship in New Jersey from her parents' house in Charleston, and here's why. She didn't want to join the legions of summer interns fighting for affordable housing in and around New York City. Her job only requires her to be in the office once or twice a week. So guess what? She did the math. And for her, commuting 4+ hours by plane once a week was cheaper than paying rent in New York or New Jersey for 3 months on an intern's salary. They call it super commuting. I have never heard that word, but what a brilliant idea. She is saving thousands of dollars by doing it that way. And I'm guessing she's flying Spirit or Frontier. She's not flying fancy. You know what I mean, Peter?
I actually never even heard of anyone trying this out. And
yep,
this is very interesting.
Her rent in New Jersey, depending on where she looked, was between $2,000 a month or $3,500 a month in New York. The cost of the flights is cheaper. She's saving about $4,200. This is where the young people are going to carry us to the finish line when it comes to this stuff, because it seems ridiculous that anyone would do that, right?
Yeah.
But definitely, when you really look at the math, you are saving, if you're smart the way you book those flights, you are saving an incredible amount of money doing it that way.
It actually blows my mind.
It's brilliant.
It actually blows my mind. It really is brilliant. But I mean,
now she's exhausted on that day.
That's what I was about to say.
But she's 21 years. She's 21 years old.
The amount of time. I mean, I'm sure one day it will be worth it, right?
Right.
But the amount of time, the moving parts, going through the airports, check-in, and so on and so forth.
I hope she's TSA pre. You know what? She on the very first day, she actually filmed this and put it on TikTok. It had more than 500,000 views within an hour because people were like, wait, what? She also said, and I love this, that it not only is saving her money in a way that no one really would think that it would, but it cuts out a lot of the stress living so far away from family and friends. You know, like you're in New Jersey and you're used to the big city, Peter. For a lot of people, that's a culture shock. You know what I mean? Just the quiet at night could be a culture shock. So you still have, with what she's done, your friends and your family close to you, but you've got the big girl, big city internship experience a couple days a month. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So let's talk about the cost of living. Most people are not going to be renting in retirement, but some will, if for no other reason than to figure out what it is you want to do with the rest of your life. We've talked about this, Peter. Go rent somewhere for 3 months. Go rent somewhere for 6 months. get the lay of the land and really figure out, is this where I want to be in retirement?
Absolutely. And you know what? That's exactly what you should be doing. You should be parking yourself somewhere for X amount of days, X amount of weeks, trying to figure out what would actually make sense, right?
Right.
Because first off, cost is one thing, right?
Yeah.
And then it's not just a cost. Also, is it tax efficient as a state, right? And then from there, do you like the area, right? Are there things to do? Are you in the middle of nowhere, or are you close to shops and so on and so forth? There are so many things to check off this list and making sure you're prepared. And this is why I tell people all the time, if you're looking to leave the state because whether it's too expensive, the taxes are very high, you want to move somewhere that where the weather is much nicer, more consistently throughout the year. There's so many variables involved. But making sure you are parking yourself there for X amount of weeks, I think would make sense to try to figure out a game plan.
Here's the other deal, Peter. Transportation. How close are you to public transportation? Do you want to drive? Do you want to be near a rail car line? Or, you know, we got one of those fancy streetcars here in Kansas City several years ago. People love it. At the time, I was like, who's going to ride that? Oh my gosh. It's like 1 million riders a month or something crazy. You know, are you near amenities that are important to you? And then also, what is the cost? And we've talked about this, Peter. My parents just retired. They moved down to the Gulf, you know, right in the middle of hurricane season right now, as you know. And they like where they are currently living. I don't think they love where they are currently living. And my, you know what my dad said? We're going to give it a year. We're going to give it a year. And then after that year, if we need to pick up and pull up stakes and move a little bit closer to the ocean, we'll do it. And that's kind of the beauty of retirement. If you have a good plan in place to be able to shift your plan. And you do that, Peter. You have so many clients, and let's talk about this, who start out thinking they are going to retire with plan A and end up shifting that plan slightly to plan B. And whether or not that's location or the way they are choosing to spend down their savings, you know, life happens and plans change. And you help guide people through that.
Absolutely. You have to have a plan. And let me give you one example. I know somebody, it was a friend. They said that once they officially retire, the first thing they're going to do is move down to Florida.
Okay.
And that's fine. You know, now the thing is, they never went down to Florida to stay there all year round. And I spoke to a friend of mine not too long ago, and they said to me, in July and August, they said, Peter, this is the biggest mistake I ever made.
Yep.
For me, for this, you know, for my friend, they said, I don't think I can take the summer heat and the humidity personally.
Okay.
Some people can, but for me, I think I made a mistake. And this comes down to exactly what we're talking about here on the show today, that you should give yourself some time, you know, do some traveling. Try to figure out a game plan of where you think would make sense, and definitely test those areas out when it's uncomfortable, such as Florida in the summertime, July and August. And even though it's only 2 months, you want to enjoy yourself. You
know, and especially you if you're coming from the North or the Midwest, you know, it's a swampy heat. It just is. You always hear people in Scottsdale or Phoenix say it's a dry heat. Not when it's 150 degrees out. It's not. You know, Phoenix is one of my favorite cities to visit in the world. I don't know that I'd want to live there in August.
No. Yeah, probably not. I mean, beautiful. Nothing wrong with it. But again, you have to be comfortable with it. And some people can't even breathe, especially if they have asthma. Some people cannot breathe in certain environments like that. So again, it's uncomfortable.
Have you guys gotten any smoke up there from the wildfires, Peter?
Unfortunately, yes. It was a lot too. And I actually had I had to wear a mask because it was really, I felt it in my lungs, felt it in my throat, felt it in my lungs.
So you're in Jersey. You're in Jersey. We're in Kansas City, Peter. My daughter called me the other day and she goes, I have the worst headache I've ever had in my life.
Oh,
and it's worse when I go outside. I go, girl, we're under a breathing advisory here. So it's got to be terrible where you are.
Oh, yeah. 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 Real scary too. Real scary.
All right. Let's talk about our higher wage earners for a little bit and some tax mistakes you could avoid, Peter, for those listening who make $100,000 or more. So listen to this. Someone making $100,000 will pay about 18% to the IRS. And you keep talking about this. Costs continue to rise. Inflation, it ain't going down. Many people are looking for ways to stretch their paycheck as much as possible. And I know you deal with higher wage earners all the time, Peter. And one of the mistakes that a lot of people are making is they aren't doing everything they can to lower their taxable income. I know you talk to people about this. Failing to contribute the highest amount you can to retirement accounts. I had a conversation with our tax planner the other day. She said, Dana, you guys have to squirrel away more, not because you need it in the savings column, but because it will help lower your tax liability.
Absolutely. And you shouldn't only be doing things at work. You should be pretty active outside of work as well. Yeah. But making sure you are maxing out what your current plans are at work is one positive feature you can get, you can add to your plan, but also asking yourself, what can you do outside of work? See, here's the thing. When it comes to taxes, for example, and I am not an accountant, we work with them and we work with your accountant and so on and so forth. But it's very important to understand that we are a team.
Yeah.
So what I mean by that is, ask yourself this. When was the last time your accountant really sat down, looked at your total plan, and truly advised you of all different tax strategies possible?
For most people, the answer is going to be they've never done it. Because that's the difference between a tax preparer and a tax planner. And for the purposes of retirement planning, you want those things to work in tandem. You want Peter and his team to be sitting down in contact with your tax planner. You can't have one without the other.
100%. And it comes down to planning versus preparing. And there's nothing wrong with that. You don't beat up your accountant for this. It's not really their job to do that. They're more focused on making sure they're preparing your taxes, not really planning for it. But this is why we have a team. And this is why you should have communication with both your professionals on your financial side as well as your accountant side.
1-800-880-8079 for that help and more and much more. Go to pcbfinancial.com. We are back with more straight ahead.
As the weather warms, the open roads begin to beckon. If you've been getting the itch to travel, call Peter at 1-800-880-8079 to make sure you have enough saved to keep the winds of adventure blowing in retirement.
This is your captain speaking. We're expecting fair skies, a smooth flight, and about a 85% chance or so of making it to our destination. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Would you stay on that plane? Of course not. Well, do you have a retirement plan where you probably won't run out of money? You need a plan that no matter the destination will help you get to and through retirement successfully. Peter Bambara and the team at PCB Financial can design a plan to help you get to your destination as comfortably as possible, even if Wall Street or the economy causes some turbulence. Call Peter Bambara and the PCB Financial team to start working on your retirement plan today. 1-800-880-8079. Get a plan designed to allow you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the retirement you worked so hard for. 1-800-880-8079. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
What does your dream retirement look like? While you're busy thinking about that, why not let Peter help you figure out how to make that happen? Simply call 1-800-880-8079 to get started.
Hey, welcome back to the program. We are so glad to have you on board the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright, and we are happy you are here. Give us a call at 1-800-880-8079 or check us out on the web, always, at pcbfinancial.com. Peter, this surprised me a little bit. I want to talk about jobs, vocations, how many times in a lifetime people change jobs. This really surprised me because, you know, Peter, for our grandparents and for most of our parents, they had one job, maybe two, you know, and they retired with the gold watch and, you know, the retirement party. And my grandfather worked in the same job outside of his farming years his entire life. And so did my dad. that's not the case for today's workforce. And certainly those coming up behind us, Peter. And I'm not going to say there's no loyalty. I don't think that's it. But I don't think workers are as loyal to their company as they used to be. And I don't think companies are as loyal to the worker.
I'm with you with that. And the thing that it's unfortunate for is pension plans obviously are disappearing.
Yeah.
And that was one of the financial legs that people were really relying upon, because you have your Social Security, which we're not going to talk too much about, but we know that it's unstable, right? We have the pension system that's pretty much disappearing.
Yep.
And because the new generation, I guess, is not funding it, or it's becoming too expensive for these companies to actually hold upon it. And these were pretty much secure income flows where everyone was relying upon, besides the gold watch and besides the retirement party. These are things that pretty much are no longer, you know, the financial leg that we can rely upon. So we had to make sure we're creating not just one savings plan in retirement, and that's usually what your 401k would be. And Right. Now you see Roth 401ks inside of your 401k plans. And you had to make sure you are also attacking any kind of resource outside of the workplace.
Right. 60% of today's workers are employed in occupations that did not exist in 1940. And a study found American workers hold about 12 jobs over their lifetimes, staying with each employer, this is shocking to me, for about 4 years on average. 12 jobs over their lifetimes. And I'm guessing that means over their adult lifetime. I don't think they're counting your summer internship at the pool, or, you know, maybe you cleaned golf clubs as a bag boy in high school. I think that 12 jobs means over your adult lifetime, staying with each employer about 4 years.
Wow.
So this comes into play when you sit down with your clients, Peter, because when you switch jobs, does that mean people are going to have 12 different 401k plans? do you just bounce it along from job to job to job, even if that's allowed?
Sure. So some companies allow it, some companies don't. And believe it or not, I have found that people just leave it there and they actually don't even check it. And I've come up against a number of different situations where people have just, I don't want to say forgot about it, but I want to almost say kind of neglected it, because it's sitting there and you're supposed to contribute to an account that's designed to be contributed to. And they didn't figure out how to even move it, didn't have a chance to move it, wanted to move it. And believe it or not, it could actually benefit you if you did consolidate. Okay. It can actually benefit you if you can consolidate. But this is a really good, really, really important factor.
So how can you talk to your clients then about the options for what to do with their 401k once they leave the workforce? Certainly for good. You know, when you leave your job, we know this, you can leave money with your plan. You can roll the balance to the plan offered by the new employer. You can transfer the money into an IRA, or you can cash out. But my God, Peter, tell people not to do that, and why.
Yeah, you never want to cash out because remember, you were getting this nice tax deduction every time you put money into your 401k. If you ever decide to take all that money out and just put it into your savings account and start spending it,
yep,
Uncle Sam's going to be very happy. But you're not going to be happy at the end of the year when you get a very, very nice tax bill, because remember, all that money, it was never taxed yet, right? You didn't pay anything on that. You got deductions for it. You save money when you put money into it. But you should never, ever, ever, ever do that. I want to say within the past almost 20 years, I think I heard someone accidentally doing that maybe twice, maybe three times. I think it was more like twice.
And are there exemptions now, Peter, for like very rare exceptions, like for I don't even know if like a deadly cancer diagnosis or something. There are a couple of exemptions where I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, under very narrow set of circumstances, you could take that money out, but then within a certain amount of time, you have to put it back. And not only are there tax implications and implications for, just the penalties you'll pay, but doesn't that count as income in your income ledger as well? So you're going to get slaughtered on the back end too.
Yeah, of course. It could be income. It could be fees that you have to pay, and then they want to tell you they want you to pay it back. It could be based upon disability. It could be educational purposes, home buyers, you know, first time qualified home buyers up to a certain dollar amount. So there is possible ways to do it, military, medical, there's possible ways to do it. My recommendation is if you do not have to, don't touch it. Remember, this is going to be one of the most important asset classes of your life for retirement, right? If it's something that you do not truly, truly have to take it, and I'm not talking about, you know, when it comes to first home buyer, if you cannot afford the home, okay, don't buy it. That's it. That's what it comes down to. Don't use your retirement plan, okay, as a way to possibly pay for it, unless you're going to truly pay it back or you have a lump sum of money coming to you.
Yeah, like an inheritance or something. I can't even really think. It's such a narrow set of circumstances that would make sense, Peter, that 99.999% of the time you just don't do it.
Yeah, try not to.
Can you help us understand how our income is taxed in retirement versus, you know, having our income taxes withheld during our working years? We all know that you get your check. And if you actually look at that paper check or go online and pull it up, it'll show you all the tax money coming out. How is your income taxed in retirement when you don't have a company sending you a pay stub?
Yeah. So people are going to need some kind of income source, right? Now it's not coming from wages. Where it's coming from? For some people, it'll be investment income. Right. Now, if the money's coming from a retirement plan, then remember that was never taxed before. So all of that is going to be taxable income. Those who are receiving money from Social Security. Now, this is kind of an interesting topic because it actually varies depending upon what your income is. If you're over a threshold, then up to 85% of that is going to be taxable. So it is an income source and it can be potentially taxable. You have your pension income. Pension's an income source. Going to be taxable.
Yep.
Depending upon how you were able to plan, if you were able to put money in more tax efficient areas, like, I don't know, for example, a Roth IRA, or you're taking money out from a cash value life insurance policy the right way, these all can be tax free depending upon how you do it and making sure you are doing it the right way. But yes, you're not going to totally run away from it from when it comes to taxes. It all depends upon one where you live. Depends upon how much income you need. If you need a lot more income, obviously it's going to be coming from all different kinds of sources. And you want to be careful also in regards to how much income you take out because there are a lot of thresholds. One example could be Medicare premiums. If you show way too much, then you're not going to be happy because those premiums are going to go very, very, very high. So you have to do planning, not just on the income side, but also on the tax efficient side as well.
And then I know you do this with your clients, talk about a spend down strategy, how important it is to have a spend down strategy. And I think there are a lot of retirees that are knocking at the door there and we're getting ready to retire and we've got this pot of 401k money, but it really is important to have somebody like yourself, Peter, help people understand the landmines that can come up when it comes to spending your own money. And it's hard to think about it like that, but there is a proper way to spend down what you have saved.
Yeah, you have to be careful with this because you can't just look at your account and just decide to take out X amount of dollars out. It just doesn't work like that, especially if it's one account. If it's one account, you're just creating a very dangerous account, all right?
Yeah.
You have to make sure you understand a spend down strategy, if that makes sense. And you have to make sure it's coming from multiple different resources, right? You have to understand the liquidity. You have to understand emergencies that actually happen. You have to understand the plan, okay? If you're going to try to figure out on your own, it's fine. You could probably do it. But never rely on one source when it comes to income, because if you need inflation hedges, inflation protection, and you're just getting more and more money from that one account, you're actually creating danger. You're creating the success of that account actually lasting. So it's very important to understand preservation. It's very important to understand a plan around preservation. And it's very important to understand risk when it comes to taking income from one account.
It is so important. And all you have to do to get your arms around some of these very important issues that we talk about each week on the program is go to pcbfinancial.com, pcbfinancial.com, or call 1-800-880-8079. And Peter, remind people, this doesn't have to be complicated as you're gathering up the accounts and information that you need to help people live their best retirement. It really doesn't have to be complicated. It just needs to be done.
Absolutely. And you know what? We have a great resource here. We are handing out some free complimentary copies of my book, Modern Money. So if you would like a copy of it, give us a call. If you would like to download some articles, you can go to themodernmoneyshow.com, themodernmoneyshow.com. There's some great articles I posted on there. But if you want a copy of the book, I highly recommend you give us a call, give us a shout. There's a lot of information in there, especially when it comes down to income planning, when it comes down to understanding how to list your beneficiaries, healthcare costs, inflation. I have a number of different stories in that area. But it's complimentary. Give us a call. I can mail you a copy out. But we can have a simple conversation in regards to, can this make sense? Will it make sense? What kind of guidance and advice you actually need? And then we could talk to you one-on-one over the phone before any kind of decisions have to be made. So definitely give us a call, 1-800-880-8079. And we can guide you not just to it, but also through it. But call for a copy of the book. It's complimentary.
1-800-880-8079. You can actually text book to that number. I'm going to give it to you again, 1-800-880-8079. Text book to that number. We will send you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy, or just call that number or go to pcbfinancial.com. You'll find the help you need there. You are listening to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. We're back with much more straight ahead.
We all love Uncle Sam, but let's face it, he's not really your uncle. To make sure you aren't paying more than your fair share in taxes, download Peter's free tax guide at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
Peter Bambara at PCB Financial often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you've saved that's important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Peter has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with income you need for as long as you live? Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial to find out. 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Peter Bambara. 1-800-880-8079. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I am your host, Dana Wright. It is time to dig into the mailbag. We love your questions. They are always good. They are thoughtful. And I always feel like, Peter, if one of our listeners has a question, other people listening probably have the same question. There are no dumb questions here. I promise you that. The phone number, 1-800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079. And we want to remind you, you can text book into the body of that text, book, and we will ship you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. Yes, even in this economy. Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. Go to pcbfinancial.com. Again, that's the website. And here we go. We ready for the mailbag, Peter?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Ooh, right out of the gate. This is a good one. Peter, my mom and dad both need nursing home care. I am really worried about needing it myself. Looking back on our story, both mom and dad needed that expensive care in their later years. She says, I'm 63 and I'm worried this is going to happen to me. Long-term care insurance seems really expensive at this age. Should I go ahead and get it or look into that for peace of mind? That is a great question, Peter. I assume long-term care insurance gets more expensive the older you are.
Sure.
What do you tell your clients about long-term care insurance?
So, you know, it all depends, right? And can it be more expensive? It could definitely be more expensive the longer you wait, because as you know, you get older, there could be more health issues, right?
Right.
And now the risk of the insurance company saying, okay, what are we doing here? So, you're transferring the risk over to the insurance company, which would be a good thing. But remember something, there are two kinds of long-term care. There are the old versions, and then there are the new versions.
Right.
The old versions you're very familiar with, most people are. You would pay this premium, and if you don't use it, all that money just disappears, goes away. And over time, sometimes you get a nice letter in the mail saying, we want to buy you out of your policy or lower your benefits for a new premium. And
which
so
seems
and
like
so.
A gigantic waste of money if you're paying into that your entire life.
Oh, yeah. Now, the newer versions, it's really more, I guess, a feature where you pay this premium. You could pay it over time. You could pay it over 5 years. You could pay it over 10 years. You could pay it once. Do a lump sum. And if you never use the long-term care, it would actually go over to your beneficiaries tax-free, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like – I don't like to look at it as it's costing you anything because you're taking money from one place, putting it into another just to give you more benefits, right? So depending upon where you're using the money and where it's coming from, that's a whole different story. But we have to understand your situation. But does it make sense for majority of people? The answer is yes. It's a lot less stress, right? It's you're going to sleep better at night knowing that you have this in your back pocket in the event you do need it. And if you don't need it, well, let's look at the new versions in regards to how they actually work and how it benefits your beneficiary.
So the newer products, you are not necessarily just flushing money away month after month. There could be some benefit if it's not used.
Correct.
That sounds like a really good idea, and they should have done it like that in the beginning.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
But I'm glad there are other options out there, and that's why you need Peter in your corner. So it's a great question. Please give him a call at 1-800-880-8079. He can help you sort out whether or not this is a good option for you and your family. Okay, Peter, question number two. I started taking my Social Security as soon as I turned 62. That was 2 years ago. Was that a mistake? Should I have waited? Ooh, this is the let's look back in the rearview mirror. I started taking my benefits at 62. They're talking about raising the full Social Security age to 70 right now. It's 67 as we sit here today. But there's talk in Congress to raising the full retirement age to 70. Let's start, Peter, with reminding everyone when you should and could start taking it. Is it 65? Is it 67? What are the ages? And then we'll get back to her question.
Yeah, you could start at 62. You know, now technically you could start earlier for all kinds of situations, such as disability, for example, or so on and so forth. But it's technically 62. That's when you can first start to take Social Security, right?
But they're going to take a whole bunch of money from you if you take it that early, correct?
Yeah, yeah. And then if you don't take it at 62, the next most popular time frame is right around 66, 67, depending upon your date of birth or your year. And that's what's considered full retirement age.
Right.
And to fully max it out, as of today, as we speaking, you could go to age 70 to really, 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 really max it out. Now, a lot of folks don't usually wait to 70. Some people usually don't take it at 62. A very, very good handful of folks usually take it around full retirement age, which is around that 66, 67 number.
So she started at 62, Peter. She's now 64. And I'm guessing the reason she's asking this question is that she's running out of money. And that's what you're here to help people do. Will your retirement money last as long as you do, right?
Absolutely.
And so that's why people want to wait until, you know, 65, 67. There's a sweet spot in there. My dad just went through this. Do I wait until 70 where maybe I'm not going to be able to enjoy the money the way I would have in my retirement if I had taken it earlier? Or do I take it earlier and run the risk of it running out? How do you help people find that sweet spot?
It really comes down to a number of different things. If you're married, obviously you want to always maximize one paycheck. If you're not married, we have to figure out what those numbers look like, right? If you have health issues, of course, you want to take out Social Security as soon as possible. If you have longevity in the family, I know we don't have a crystal ball, you want to be able to defer it. So there are a number of different variables. It should never be, oh, wow, I could get $1,500 at 62, let's just take it. Or I could get $3,000 at 66, let's just take it. That's not a good way to approach it.
Yeah.
We have to look at the numbers. We have to reverse engineer your plan. We have to understand longevity. We have to understand if there's a spouse involved. Maximizing one paycheck because if one passes away, you're gonna only take the one of the two. And which one do you take is the higher of the two,
right?
For a spouse protection. So there's a number of different reasons as to why. Now, many years ago, people used to take their Social Security at 62, and then at 66 or 67, they used to stop their Social Security paycheck. They used to reset it and pay back all the income that they received from 62, and they would now get a much higher income stream when they reset it.
Ooh.
Those days are gone.
Okay? They figured out that they're not going to let you do that anymore.
Okay. So both are gone. But in regards to this question that we have here today, 62 is usually not the best option for most people. Now, if you took it already, it's fine. So now how do we tweak the system, right? How do we tweak your plan? It all comes down to what else you have in place.
And Peter, that's going to be different for everyone listening. Because if you have a spouse, maybe one spouse takes it earlier and one defers. I mean, there are a billion different combinations.
Oh, yeah.
Why I really urge you to have Peter in your corner. 800-880-8079. Let's go on to the next question. I love this. It's important for everyone listening. Peter, we never spent very much money during our working years. Now that we're retired, we're still not spending much. So it seems like we are going to end up leaving a lot of money to our four children. But I am worried that some of the tax changes that they're talking about could really eat into what we want to leave the kids. How do we even begin planning for what to leave the children? Peter, that is such an important question. This gets into estate taxes and the death tax and all of those things. And I know there are creative ways so that the government doesn't start chipping away at the money you want to leave your kids.
Yeah, of course. Believe it or not, there are so many creative ways. So many. Now, obviously, it all comes down to what you're comfortable with, what your income is currently, how much you're paying in taxes, what bracket you're in. But there's so many different ways. You know, one example could be, depending upon your age and your situation, one example could be some kind of Roth conversion, right?
Take
baby steps, very small baby steps over time, but proper communication with two people. One, your advisor, and two, your accountant. Right? Making sure you have a team in place. Making baby steps and putting a little bit money into those Roth IRAs as conversions over time, that can help increase that Roth IRA, which is obviously a tax death benefit that's tax-free. Tax-free death benefit, which is really, really nice. That's option number one. And option number two, understanding the benefits of life insurance at this stage and making sure it's appropriate based upon what you're trying to accomplish, based upon the size of those projections of those heirs that you're going to be leaving over to. So, and there's a bigger list. There's so many more things that you could prepare yourself today to make sure you make these ongoing tweaks going forward.
Is it also, Peter, is it also true that you can leave your children, gift them a certain amount of money every year to start paying some of that down? Isn't it under $10,000 or something like that?
Yeah, you could gift tax every single year for your children, and you could do it depending upon you and your wife, and you could gift tax every single year if you would like to. So you could do that slowly. If you want to slowly give it away over time, you could definitely do that.
Or they could go buy a yacht. I don't know. We have a quick time for just the last question on the list. I want to get to it. It says, Peter, I'm a worrier. I probably spend too much time fretting about financial matters. Can you tell me a few things I should be concerned about as a single 62-year-old woman? I think I can feel better if I worry about a few things instead of worrying about everything. Single, she's 62. We do not know whether she has a job, but I'm guessing if she's fretting about financial matters, she's got something in place.
Sure. I would say leave it to the pros. So it sounds like no one's helping you. Maybe. I don't know. I always say leave it to the pros. Unless you want to do this for a living all day, every day, it's a job. It's a job. Financial planning is a job. Understanding the markets and the economy is a job. It's not part-time. It's full-time. But I will highly, highly recommend that we get together and do what's called a review, a stress test review, understanding where you are today, making sure we're crossing the T's and dotting the I's to understand where you want to be going forward. And especially you're alone, it's even more important to understand how to do three things: protect, preserve, and grow your assets, your wealth, your life savings. So you're comfortable getting to and through retirement.
I love it.
When it comes to inflation, healthcare costs, taxes, long-term care, and the list goes on and on and on and on.
Because
so
Peter,
I highly recommend that we
You might not be able to change somebody's landscape. You could, but you might. It is what it is when someone comes in and says, can you help me? The numbers are going to be what they're going to be. But sure. You can take away the anxiety of not knowing. And I think for so many people, the anxiety is with, I don't know where to start. I don't know what I have. I don't know. This is not an area where you want to bury your head in the sand. Please give Peter a call and at least have an understanding of your retirement landscape. It does not have to be complicated. Take it off your list and you will feel better if you just have some answers about your future. 1-800-880-8079. Or go to the website, pcbfinancial.com. Peter, thank you as always for helping us break down some of these very, very important issues with respect to people's futures and their retirement.
Thank you. To a great week.
Let's have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you back here on the Modern Money Show next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call at 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.
This is your captain speaking. We're expecting fair skies, a smooth flight, and about a 85% chance or so of making it to our destination. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Would you stay on that plane? Of course not. Well, do you have a retirement plan where you probably won't run out of money? You need a plan that, no matter the destination, will help you get to and through retirement successfully. Peter Bambara and the team at PCB Financial can design a plan to help you get to your destination as comfortably as possible, even if Wall Street or the economy causes some turbulence. Call Peter Bambara and the PCB Financial team to start working on your retirement plan today. 1-800-880-8079. Get a plan designed to allow you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the retirement you worked so hard for. 1-800-880-8079. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.